In this bulletin, police release more details about the deaths of a mother and her three children in Melbourne. Queensland authorities defend their quarantine protocols. And in sport, Andy Murray could be ineligible to compete in the Australian Open after testing positive for COVID-19. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Police say they believe a 42-year-old woman whose body was discovered alongside that of her three children in Melbourne's northwest is responsible for all four of the deaths. Katie Perinovich and her three children, 7-year-old Claire, 5-year-old Anna and 3-year-old Matthew, were found dead at their home in Tullamarine yesterday. Their husband and father, 48-year-old Tomislav Perinovich, assisted police with their investigation and was released last night without charge. Police say a report will be provided to the coroner once their investigation is complete. And its listeners seeking information or support can contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. In other news, Queensland health authorities are defending their protocols after a woman left hotel quarantine to accompany her sick father to hospital. The woman left quarantine at Brisbane's Hotel Grand Chancellor earlier this week to help with translation when her father was transported for medical treatment. Both she and her father later tested positive for the highly infectious UK variant of coronavirus. But Chief Health Officer Dr. Jeanette Young says there was no risk to the community as the woman wore PPE equipment at all times and was treated by paramedics and hospital staff as if she was a positive case.
This is what we do every single day. We move people out of hotel quarantine to hospitals and have them assessed. And we've had other cases where people have then been found to be positive. That's what we do, and we always do the contact tracing as well as an additional precaution.
Queensland has recorded 3 new overseas acquired coronavirus cases, 2 in hotel quarantine and 1 an historical infection. Meanwhile, the New South Wales government is urging residents to be tested in greater numbers so it can ease coronavirus restrictions. More than 16,000 tests were conducted in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. yesterday, with only 2 cases identified, both in travellers in hotel quarantine. But Premier Gladys Berejiklian says the rates aren't as high as authorities would like them to be, with aims to test 25,000 people each day. She says her government would like to relax restrictions in Greater Sydney within the next week as local case numbers drop. And overseas, researchers in the United Kingdom are recommending that ethnic minorities should be considered extremely vulnerable to COVID-19. The suggestion is one of 6 made by the authors of an analysis published in the British Medical Journal, which could lead to groups hard hit by the pandemic being given earlier access to potentially life-saving vaccines. The researchers say systemic racism is the fundamental cause of higher coronavirus mortality among ethnic minority communities. Report co-author from the University of London, Mohammad Razi, says people from those communities were twice as likely to die from COVID-19 during the first wave of the pandemic than Britain's white majority population.
The key messages of the paper is that racism in its various forms, in particular systemic racism, is a fundamental cause and driver of ill health amongst ethnic minorities. And COVID-19 is just the latest example.
Still overseas, and abortion is officially legal in Argentina after the government passed a new law approved by politicians last month. The law allows women to terminate their pregnancies for any reason within the first 14 weeks of gestation. It will only be legal after that in exceptional cases such as rape or if there's a risk to the mother's health. Argentina's Minister for Women, Gender and Diversity, Elizabeth Gomez Alcorta, says the law will save lives.
This law will ensure that never again in our country will a woman or a person with the capacity to carry a child die as a result of a clandestine abortion. but it will also imply an enormous cultural, material and subjective transformation linked to the autonomy of the bodies and desires of the women, which have daily implications and consequences in our undervalued, violated and neglected lives.
Argentina is the largest of just a few countries in Latin America to legalise abortion. In tennis, former Wimbledon champion Andy Murray may not be eligible to play in this year's Australian Open after testing positive to COVID-19. International players have arrived in both Melbourne and Adelaide ahead of the tournament starting next month. Murray is thought to be in good health, but the Victorian government has warned him that he won't receive any preferential treatment. The Scotsman was awarded a wild card to play, and he is reportedly working with Australian Open boss Craig Tilley on a plan to compete. Let's see what the weather's doing for the start of the weekend. In Perth, sunny and 34 degrees on Saturday. In Adelaide, partly cloudy and 23. 20 degrees in Melbourne with a possible shower. A shower or two in Hobart, 18. In Canberra, sunny and 25. Much the same for Wollongong. Fine weather for Sydney as well, 26 degrees. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 27. Steamy weather for Brisbane with a shower or two and a possible storm, 34. Much the same for Cairns, 32. And similar conditions in Darwin, 34 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is the latest from the SBS newsroom. And check out SBS News In Depth, our podcast, taking a closer look at what's happening in the news.